I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30. In Salt Lake City, 72 degrees.
Good speeds on I-15. Barrels getting removed from I-215. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave, day 6.
People are trying to cool off in the mountains or lakes, but it's becoming a deadly summer with more tragedies to report this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage of the June heat wave. Mary?
Tim, we've learned a teenager died after drowning at Deer Creek Reservoir. The 17-year-old boy was on the lake with family and friends, but just before 5 last night, he went under the water and didn't resurface. Rescue crews recovered his body in the evening. Then a Sandy man was hiking in Big Cotton Canyon when he slipped and fell 400 feet, hit his head, and died. They say he was an experienced hiker, but this was a tragic accident. And then also another tragic accident where a woman from Sandy riding an ATV in Idaho, and authorities say she failed to negotiate a turn and was thrown off and killed. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A search is underway in North Carolina after a group of people tubing down a river went over a dam. ABC's Todd Ant has more.
The tubes were all tied together, but at one point, several of the tubes came apart and floated over the dam.
It's a pretty steep drop from the river over the dam, and it's dangerous, and we believe that that's what happened.
Lieutenant Kevin Southard of the Rockingham Sheriff's Department.
Tubing down the river is a regular activity here, but people are discouraged from going near the dam just because it is a dangerous area.
Four were rescued and brought to an area hospital. Todd Ant, ABC News.
What is our weather going to be for the next couple of days? Kristen Van Dyke is asking the question, when will this heat wave end?
The heat just will not get out of here. We have another hot day with a high near 100 this afternoon. We will see deteriorating air quality with more smoke moving in for the afternoon as well. There's a chance for some scattered storms out over the West Desert late in the day as some of those could move towards the Wasatch Front. That could mean blowing dust and a slight chance for storms this evening.
More 90s next week, the lowest temperature coming on Monday with a high of 92 degrees. KSL's top national stories this hour, vaccines doing their job as cases and deaths have plummeted in most U.S. states. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
The CDC says 64.7% of Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says data show the vaccines are working.
As a result of our success vaccinating Americans, cases and deaths are down more than 90% since the president took office on January 20th.
He says Americans who have not yet been vaccinated should do so to further stop the spread and avoid new variants. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The CDC continues to study cases of heart inflammation among young vaccinated people and will meet to discuss findings next week.
Even though it's very important that these cases are thoroughly reviewed so we can get the best guidance, it is still safer to get the vaccine than to actually go out and get COVID, which we know can cause heart inflammation or worse.
Dr. Alok Patel reporting. Former Utah Jazz legend John Stockton is getting some attention on social media after appearing in what is being described as a series of anti-vaccine videos dealing with COVID-19. Here's Stockton's part in the online trailer that's been released.
This isn't a virus cheating us of this opportunities. It's the guys making decisions saying, no, we're too scared. We're going to shut everything down. Sit in your house and be careful. My kids and my grandkids hearing these things and accepting them as truth. And when I know by my significant amount of research that it isn't, and it's very frustrating.
The website featuring the video says it is a 9-part documentary and will discuss masks, vaccines, and the risk of dying from COVID.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
Jazz are back in action tonight, trying to stay alive in their second round of the playoffs against the LA Clippers. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has this update.
Well, Tim, we are waiting this morning for an update from the team about whether or not point guard Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell will play. If they don't, some believe it may be the end of the road for the Jazz after dropping the last three games of the seven-game series. Mitchell was key in the two consecutive wins over the Clippers. The Jazz led until the second half of Game 5 before a third straight loss in the series. The Jazz missed 17 consecutive threes in Wednesday's loss, shooting 3 for 34 from beyond the arc in the second half. Game 6, though, is tonight at 8 from Staples Center. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
That's a crazy stat. Missed 17 threes after making 17 in the first half.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.